Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. Welcome. In addition to this podcast, I have a website at risingmoonastrology.com where you can find information about readings that I offer and how to contact me if you'd like to explore astrology one-on-one. I also am on Facebook and Instagram if you want to follow me there. Currently, I'm podcasting for each new and full moon, but I do write shorter posts that I put on the website and Facebook and Instagram and can be mailed to you directly if you sign up for my mailing list on the website. So there are lots of ways to follow me, learn about what I do, and learn more about astrology, especially the astrology of the moon and her cycles. This is my overview for the waxing lunar cycle, taking us from the new moon in Aquarius up to a full moon in Leo. This time, I thought what I might do as an introduction is to say something about how we track the lunar cycle and ways to think about it as we move every lunar month, which is actually a little bit shorter than our calendar months, from new moon to full to new and around again. We mark the biggest points, the most prominent, most often mentioned, most often included on calendar points by what are considered to be hard aspects. Conjunctions, not so much, but we have the conjunction, the first quarter square, the full moon, which is in opposition, and the last quarter square. The intermediate points are squares and a half or half squares. The crescent moon, half a square. The gibbous moon, a square and a half, and so on. So we're using challenges to mark the inflection points, the points we want to notice, the points that we want to describe because we will notice them each time we go through the lunar cycle. So one of the metaphors, one of the models that I like to use for thinking about this is the hero cycle, Joseph Campbell's model of so many adventure stories, and to think about the different inflection points in the lunar cycle as steps on that model. One of the valuable things that Campbell's model did, in my view, was it reminded us that stories are way more complex than hero or heroine goes on a journey, meets their opponent, conquers their opponent, and comes home with the treasure. There are reliable points that we see over and over again in stories of different kinds. There are the threshold guardians, the ones who seem like opponents but are really asking us to stand up for what we believe in, what we've committed to. Myself, I would tend to place threshold guardians at a gibbous moon. We have the moment when the hero or heroine is on the road, has taken the first steps, and suddenly goes, wow, what have I gotten myself into? Maybe this was a huge mistake. That is that initial doubt period that I would set at the crescent moon. A first challenge at the first quarter square. That threshold guardian at the gibbous. And then at the moment of the full moon illumination, we have stepped into the castle, into the cave, into whatever stronghold we've been trying to get into. We've boarded the ship. We've tunneled our way in. We are on the brink of getting what we came for. Do we get it or not? Well, that's what the full moon illumination tells us. And then there is the second half of the cycle, which we're not talking about this time, but is the flight. Because just because we have reached our goal and have the treasure in our hands doesn't mean we're not going to get chased all the way home again. So each time we begin a waxing cycle, we are, in a sense, going on a new adventure, going on a new quest toward the goals that we have set for ourselves at the new moon. Or in the case of eclipses or looking at longer cycles, perhaps much farther past. And this happens every lunar month. Do we have a massive, big, huge adventure every lunar month? No, not necessarily. And yet, experiencing these shorter cycles of challenge, testing, accepting, committing, recommitting, going forward is how we live our lives. Sometimes it is the day-to-day adventures that wind up being the most meaningful, the deepest, the longest lasting throughout our lives, than those periods when we really do have a big adventure or challenge or quest. So I just want to offer that as an introduction to this version of the podcast so that you get a little insight into why I find the lunar cycle interesting and compelling and worth talking about. So let's see what this particular one is going to be offering us. We are already in the crescent moon phase. We entered with the moon in Pisces. And so our entry on this particular quest was made on a dark and misty night. It was made at a time when we might not have seen the road clearly at all and might have spent some time looking over our shoulder at what was following us from before. The crescent moon began on Tuesday, January 28th, yesterday, at 5:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The moon was in Pisces, the moon was with Neptune, and much magic and mystery was around. overnight to night, we're going to reach the waxing sextile, and the moon has moved into Aries. That happened early today and was a big shift in energy. A time of saying, okay, what are we really doing with all of this magical insight and intuitive knowing that we've gathered with Venus and Neptune in Pisces? What are we actually going to do? What's happening? And this is the question we ask, of course, at the beginning of quests and journeys. Like, what are we really doing? There are serious issues in the world and in our lives that call for action. We've had a chance for some insight. We've had a chance for some magic and mystery. And now we're asked to take a step, do a thing. We'll reach the first quarter moon on the 1st of February in the evening in my Eastern time zone, 8:42. The moon will be in Taurus. And the idea, the theme for this one is looking for a kind of healing, which does not sound like the challenge of the first quarter square. But here's what this particular first quarter moon will hold for us. The moon will square the sun, but is also trining Jupiter. Ceres, the grain goddess, Demeter, is entering Aquarius and squaring Uranus. But if we can borrow an ancient idea for a modern set of planets, modern in the sense that they were discovered in more modern times, they're in mutual reception. Uranus being the modern ruler of Aquarius, and Ceres definitely associated with Taurus. Venus is sextiling Pluto and Saturn, separating from a square to Mars, who is applying now to square Neptune. So the idea of healing at the time of a square is the idea of looking for the medicine, looking for the remedy in the wound itself. Coming out of an Aries moon, we might have gotten cut. There might be some wounding that happened. Now we look for the healing. So the challenge is where we're hurting. Can we be still with it long enough to find the angel in the wound, the healing that we need within the challenge that we have faced? On the 4th of February, we will reach the waxing trine. The moon will be in Gemini, and this is the same day as the astrological Imbolc, which is the ancient fire festival of the Celts that happens just as winter is turning to spring. One of the hinges of the year that happens when the sun reaches 15 degrees of Aquarius, which the sun will do about 7 hours before we reach the waxing trine. Mercury will have entered Pisces at this point. The moon trines the sun, also squaring Neptune, moving to oppose Mars. Mars just passed a square to Neptune. We have increasing focus now. Energy is shifting from the yin, the deep yin of winter, the quiet of winter, into the growing yang of spring. What seeds are we planting? What seeds have we planted that will grow in our own spring as the world, the northern hemisphere, turns toward its spring this year. When we reach the gibbous moon, the moon will be in Cancer. It'll be the 5th of February. It will be 4:49 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This gibbous moon is in the first degree of Cancer, moving to conjunct the south node, trine Mercury, square Lilith in Chiron, sextile Uranus. Mercury is also sextiling Uranus. So this is a moon in the sign of Cancer, which loves to feed, nurture, and we're being asked, as we move toward the full moon, to feed our dreams. Remember how we entered this waxing phase with a Pisces moon, Venus and Neptune conjunct in Pisces, a land of dreams and mysticism and magic. Also, potentially some fog and confusion, which hopefully we have sorted out in the intervening days moving to where we are now. At this gibbous moon, we want to take advantage of the Cancerian nurturing and feed those dreams that emerged then, and bring them into the full moon in Leo. I will have more to say about this full moon. The chart for this full moon is quite startling in that the moon in Leo is the focal point of the whole chart, standing steadfast and stalwart against all comers. We need our dreams to carry us into this full moon to come. We need our dreams anyway. So at the gibbous moon, we will feed them. We will nurture them and care for them. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a grand adventure, however small it may appear on the outside, a grand inner adventure, a quest to reach, to nurture, to find, to accept, to defend your goals and your dreams for this lunar cycle. Thank you for listening.